Seattle lawmakers will vote tomorrow on whether to stop banking with Wells Fargo over ethical concerns. The ordinance already received support from 8 out of 9 city council members on the committee level. KUOW's Paige Browning has more on what the council plans to do next.
Under the ordinance, the city could not work with any business, including banks, who engage in unethical business practices. The council wants to stop banking with Wells Fargo in part because the bank is a lender for the Dakota Access Pipeline. It's not clear which financial institutions the city will work with in the future. More than a dozen banks are connected to the pipeline, including Citibank, ING, Chase, and Bank of America. Councilmember Mike O'Brien shared one idea during the PACT committee vote last week.
And I still think the best solution ultimately is a public-owned bank.
There is a proposed bill in Olympia to create one in Washington. With an audience in front of him, O'Brien took advantage of the moment and encouraged people to lobby for the bill.
I don't believe it's been scheduled for a hearing, but you can help. The chair of that committee is Jan Angel, Republican out of Port Orchard. And if you want to give her office a call, her number is 360-786.
Another option would be a credit union, which Councilmember Shama Sawant is pushing for, but that would also require a change to state law. For now, Wells Fargo will remain the city's primary bank. The city's contract with Wells Fargo goes until the end of 2018. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.